to fast forward a little bit. So the Gemara in Amud Beis, it's getting late early, mentioned, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama toikin umarien k'shem yoishvin, v'toikin umarien k'shem oimdim. And Rabbi Yitzchak said, the reason is, k'dei la'arve v'asatan. Because we want to confuse the satan. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, double down. And he said, Kol shana she'ein toikin la'betchilasa. Any year that we don't blow shayf at the beginning of the year, mir'ir'in la'besoif, and inevitably we end up blowing shayf at the end of the year. My timer, what's the reason? The lo'i arve v'satan. So just to set it up a little bit. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, that midday rice, there's only a certain amount of tkiyas we have to blow. Lemaisa, we blow much more than we really have to. Taisvis asks what happened to Baal Taisif, Beseder. But we blow more than we have to. In fact, we're Taikeya when we sit, and then we're Taikeya when we're standing. And Rabbi Yitzchak was talking to the Talmidim, and he said, what's the reason for it? And he said, the reason is, Kedei la'arve v'asatan. We want to confuse the Satan. Today is the Yom Adin, it's Rosh Hashanah. Kol baye oylem oivim lefanov. Like we say in davening, in a Nesana Toikev. So today is a very, very serious day. It's a day of judgment. And what happens on the Yom Adin? There's a prosecution. The prosecutor is the Satan. If we could somehow be Ma'arvev the Satan, throw him off his, he's been preparing for this day. But if we can figure out a way to throw him off a little bit, that's very, very valuable. So we go out of our way to see if we can come up with a strategy. Rabbi Yitzchak said, you know what the strategy is? The question is, what does it have to do with anything? Why does blowing shofar once and then some tzveitin mal somehow throw the satan for a loop? So Rashi says the reason is that when the satan sees how much the yidden love mitzvahs, mistatmin dvarav, he loses his kai chataina. That's a big part of the premise of what the Satan is going to tell the Yidden. He's going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tachas Asholei Avadetas Hashem Elokecha B'simcha V'tov Leivav. And when he sees that the Yidden, they don't just look to patter up a mitzvah, but they love a mitzvah. They love it so much that they figure out ways to answer why it shouldn't be a problem about Toysef, and the Toykim Rien K'shen Yoish V'Tagim Rien K'shen Oimdim, Mistat Min Dvarav, he loses his Koy Chataina, and that's this idea. But Toysef very famously brings from the Aruch a different shot. Toysef brings from the Aruch who quotes a Yerushalmi, that the pasuk says, "Ubila hamaves lanetzach." And when is that going to happen? When is maves going to somehow disappear from the world? It's referring to the end of days. The end of days when the geula is going to come. Now, when the geula is going to come, it's going to be prefaced with a tkiya gedayla. V'hoye bayoyimahu yitaka b'shoifer gadol uvoa if the meretz ashuv ani docha meretz mitzrayim. Right, but that's going to be the end. So says the Yerushalmi that when the Satan hears a tkiya, so he knows it's Rosh Hashanah, Beseder. Okay, the Yidden Abim Mekayim the Mitzvah. Mitzvah says that they rise of Tkiyah, Shvarim through a Tkiyah. But then when he hears another Tkiyah, he gets a little rattled. He says, they already did the Mitzvah. What's this? This must be the Vahoyah Bayoyimahu Yitaka B'Shoifer Gadol. That gets him scared. Once he's scared, it throws him off his mission a little bit. It throws him off his game. And that's this idea of going ahead and being Ma'arviv the Satan. And then Rabbi Yitzchak said something else. From Rabbi Yitzchak, he said, "Kol shana, any year, she ain't toiken la betchilasa, marian la besoifa." My time, and what's the reason? The lo'i arvev satan. In other words, Rabbi Yitzchak said that this tool of being ma'arvev the satan is so powerful that if for whatever reason the yidden didn't blow shofar at the beginning of the year, what this can cause is that this year, Rachman Slan, is not going to be a good year. Because we need to be ma'arvev the satan. And if we cannot be ma'arvev the satan, this can have a detrimental effect on the Jewish people. And this is something that can cause problems. Taisvis, the very, very next Taisvis, Dibra Maskel, she'ain toikin betchilasa, quotes the Bahag. That the Bahag said that this, that Rabbi Yitzchak said that any year that you don't blow shofar at the beginning of the year is a year that you have to be worried about what's going to end up happening. My time is from the Liyav of Satan, says Tosfos, one line, might as well read it inside. Lav de miskla b'shabata. It's not referring to a year that Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos. And because of the Gzeres Chazal that you didn't blow shofar, Ela de Sialit Unsa. It means when there was an oyna, something happened as a result of which they couldn't blow shofar. It's in such a situation that Rabbi Yitzchak said that Kol Shana didn't blow shofar at the beginning of the year, they're going to end up blowing shofar for bad things at the end of the year. If, however, a Shana fell out on Shabbos, B'kai Gavna, this is not something that you have to worry about. And it's your dua, the Veltz Kasha. Belt says, I don't understand Pashup Shan in Tosfos. Pashup Shan in this Bahag. What's the reason that if Yidden didn't blow Shofar at the beginning of the year, you have to be worried that maybe it's going to end up being Rachman Litzlan a bad year? Because we need to be Ma'arv of the Satan. And if we're not Ma'arv of the Satan is going to nail us. Narvos, we throw him off. By throwing him off like this, we have a shtickle kayach to be Yotze Zakabedin. So if that's the case, what difference does it make why the Yidden didn't blow Shofar at the beginning of the year? Why does it matter if they didn't blow Shofar at the beginning of the year because of Eza Oynes, or if the Yidden didn't blow Shofar at the beginning of the year because of the fact that it was Rosh Hashanah Shachalias B'Shabbos? At the end of the day, Lo Yarviv Satan. And if it was Lo Yarviv Satan, so L'chura, based on that, we should have a problem. It's a Tmiya Gedoyla, the Kama Kulmas in Nishtabru, to answer this kasha. So I just want to share one Dover Nifla that we never spoke out from Rameir Simcha. It's a classic Shabbat, classic Mesha Chachma. It's in Parshas Emor on the Pasuk, Yia Lochem Shabbosoin Zichroin Truah. So Rameir Simcha says that the Pshat is as follows. He says, why is it that when the Yidden blow Shofar, we have such a koyach? Marv of the Satan. But the Iker Koyach is the Shofar. Something about the Shofar that's very magical, that somehow gives us this unbelievable Koyach, that it throws the Satan off. What is it about the Shofar? So he says it's Pasha. Chazal told it to us many times. In fact, it's a Gemara in today's daf. The Gemara said that why is it that when we blow Shofar, we use a Shofar Shalayel? It's Kadesha Eskelachem Akedas Yitzchok Ben Avram. Umala ni Alechem Kilo Akadet Matzmechem Lefana. Can you imagine a person's being judged, and on that day that he's being judged, he just gave himself up by the Akedah? What a schus. When a Yid blows Shofar, it's malani aleichem kilo akadet amatzmechem lefana. And the yisoid of tkiyah shofar is we use a shofar shalayel, and you have all the connection between Yitzchak Avinu. It's to be ma'ore the schutz of Yitzchak Avinu. The schutz of Yitzchak by the Akedah was so fast, it was so not shayach, that thousands of years later, Yitzchak Avinu's enoklach are still sustaining themselves from that schus. It hasn't run dry yet. It's paying off dividends for thousands of years. But the point is, it's the schus of the Akedah. And if for whatever reason we don't have the schus of the Akedah, we're going to have a problem. So Rameir Simcha said, what was the schus of the Akedah? What was it? Why is it such a special schus? He says, what do you mean? He says, the reason is Yitzchak Avinu was willing to give up his life. He was willing to be makriv himself. He says, I'm willing to give up everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to give up my life on the Akedah. Yitzchak Avinu said, he's willing to give up everything. He didn't question anything. And all the chazals that talk about the madrigas of Yitzchak while he's walking to the Akedah, while he's lying there, Yitzchak Avinu was willing to give away everything. Says Rameir Simcha, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and the Yid wants to blow Shofar. You know why he wants to blow Shofar? Because he understands he needs to kiyah Shofar. G'day de la'arv of Satan. But he doesn't blow Shofar. And the reason he doesn't blow Shofar is because Chazal said don't blow Shofar. Why Chazal say don't blow Shofar? They were worried that if you're going to blow Shofar, what happens if you don't know how to blow Shofar? You may take your Shofar to a Chacham. Yavirenu dal armas b'shusar rabim, and you're going to end up being over the 39th malacha. You're going to be over the malacha of Eitzah. You're going to carry dal armas b'shusar rabim. This Yid, says Rameir Simcha, is willing to give up his koyach hatayna, because Chazal told him that you have to make sure to keep Shabbos. Right, just visualize it. A person, Rachmana Litzlan, he has to stand in front of a judge, in front of a jury. There's a tremendous Yom Adin. And his attorney that he hired, who he's paying a lot of money to, told him, you should know that if you can do this, you're done. The prosecution's out, and you're going to be able to figure out a way to drei arise from this whole situation. But because of a chashash that maybe he's going to do that, a chashash rachik, it's going to cause a pgam and cover a shchino. He says, "I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it." Says Rameir Simcha, think about the madreig of that yid, the yid that's willing to walk away from all of that. He's pasha going to save himself. Why? Because of a concern that maybe he's going to end up doing something. So says Rameir Simcha, yid that does that, I'll read to you inside. V'yiskadel v'yiskadel shmei rabo. V'oikdem kulon. All these yidden that are willing not to hear the shofar, not to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, they're all giving themselves up avur kiddush shma yizbarach. V'kivon shekein harei ze gufa ma she'ein anu toikim b'Rosh Hashanah shecholiyos b'Shabbos ze kufa akeido ruchnis mufleges. It's an incredible akeido. Umayo liratzei soysonu k'moysha miratzen zichron shofar. He says that's why we don't need the shofar. The whole being ma'arviv the satan has been ma'arviv the akeido of Yitzchak Avinu. He says if we're willing to walk away of being ma'arviv the satan, we have this unbelievable tool. We can knock the satan out. It works. So much so that kol shana, any year she ain't taken betchilasa, miriam besaifa. My time is shum de le'avrav satan. And you're willing to walk away from that. Why? Because of a chashash shemi yavirand and answer shasaram? Because you don't want to be mechal Shabbos? Is there a bigger arcade in the world? A yid knows that this can make a difference in how his year is going to play out, but he's not going to do it. Shemi Yavir Ramadan, Ramsu Shasarabim, says Ramei Simcha, this yid doesn't need Kiyah Shoifer. He says, this Zer Gufa Akeda Ruchnes Mufleges, Umayel Eratzis, the son of Gemesh, Eratzis, Zichin Shoifer. And he says, that's why the Bahag said that this whole issue of not being ma'ar, he says, when the yid doesn't blow Shoifer, Rosh Hashanah, you ma'arv of the Satan, a lot more than you ma'arv of the Satan when you blow Shoifer, Kishen Yoishmin, and then you blow Shoifer again, Kishen Taikin. And just to appreciate what Meir Simcha is saying with one Toisefes Kinech, and that is the Chassam Sofer in his famous tshuva to Rav Tzvi Hershchayes, Erechaim Simen Reish Ches, which is the tshuva that gives, that keeps on giving. But in that tshuva, and this is also printed in the Petuchei Chosim, the Hakdama to the original Sefer that was put out from the Chassam Sofer. Originally, it was put out as the Hakdama to Shail Teshuvah's Chassam Sofer Yerideya. Today, in the new Chassam Sofer, it's printed in the beginning of Erech Chaim. But either way, it's the same exact word. He says that we refer to the Akedah as Akedah's Yitzchak, not Akedah's Avram. And the truth is, Yitzchak and Avram both had a tremendous chelik in the Akedah. Yitzchak was willing to give up his life. Avram was willing to give up his son's life. But somehow the legacy of the Akedah is Akedah Yitzchak. It's not Akedah Avram. And the Chassam Sofer wonders why. And the Chassam Sofer says a davar nifla. He says there was a major difference between the role that Avram played and the role that Yitzchak played. Or in different words, there was a tremendous difference between the Nesoyin of Avram and between the Nesoyin of Yitzchak. It wasn't the same. You know what the difference was? Avram Avinu heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kachno es binchos yichidcho asher ahavta. Yitzchak Avinu never heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak Avinu heard it from who? He heard it from Avram. He says, for Avram Avinu to go and take his son and be makvim as long as kein chiddush, sich kein kunz. I mean, as outlandish of an ask that it was, but the Eibishter asked him. So what was he supposed to do? Yitzchak never heard it from the Eibishter. Yitzchak heard it from his father. Yitzchak heard it from Avram. Yitzchak had a double Nesayin. Mechatesa. Maybe my father. I have no idea what happened to him. All of a sudden, human sacrifice. And the Chassam Sofer says, Geschmack. He says, you want to know how out there human sacrifice was? He says, if it's posh to him. Listen to this. Had Avram and Yitzchak thought that be'etzim, it makes sense for a person to take his only son and to be makriv him as a carbon for the Akedah, Avram would have done it before the Eibishter asked him to do it. And Yitzchak would have done it before the Eibishter asked him to do that. You know, the Velt asked, and Avram Avinu doesn't do bris mila until then, the Parshas Lech Lecha, the bris karov kasha. How come Avram didn't do mila and it's tava? He did all the mitzvahs. Why didn't he do mila? Right, everyone asked the most famous kasha ever. How come Avram Avinu didn't do bris mila until it was nistava? He did erev tavshilin, so why didn't he do mila? How come puk mila? The Chassam Sofer asks another kasha. Why did Avram do the Akedah? If the Akedah is the ultimate sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did Avram wait for Hashem to... Why? Because of the Nesayin, when Avram Avinu wasn't really ready to do anything. He didn't sit and try to figure out, besichloi, says the Chassam Sofer, how I could be makriv Hashem. The Teretz is because it had no pshat, it had no avana. If Avram Avinu had a havamina, ben benoi shall havamina, that it made sense to be kachno, as binchas yechidcha, v'aleu loyli, would have done it. He would have had to wait for the tzivu. The Teretz had no pshat. So now look at it from Yitzchak's perspective. So Yitzchak's father, Avram, comes and he tells him, Hashem came to me and he said, this is what we're going to do. He looks at, what? What are you talking about? Avram heard it from the Eibishter, but Yitzchak didn't hear it from the Eibishter. He heard it from Avram. So it says, the Chassam Sofer, Avram Avinu's role in the Akedah is the Avu in the Kulana. This is the ultimate of listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what Hashem asks you to do. Yitzchak's role in the Akedah is the ultimate of listening to your father, but listening to the Chachamim, regardless of what the Chachamim ask you to do. And that's a much bigger Nesayin. And that's why it's Akedas Yitzchak, said the Chassam Sofer, and it's not Akedas Avram. When the Yid doesn't blow Shofer, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, why are we not blowing Shofer? Because if you blow Shofer, you're Mechal Shabbos, I'm Mechal Shabbos. There's no Chil Shabbos by blowing Shofer. It's a Takonas Chazal. It's a Gzeira Shemi Yavirenu Dal Ramas Peshus Arabim. And over the years, we've spoken so much about what a far-fetched Gzeira it is. But it's all a Gzeira's Chazal. You need a Rosh Hashanah, and according to some Shitas, you'd have to jump Dal Ramas. Right, it's not so simple to come up with a scenario where this is actually going to happen. But Chazal said, don't do it. So the Akedah that the Yid does, this Akedah Ruchnes Mufleges that Ramei Simcha talks about in Bar Shazemar, this is an Akedah Ruchnes Mufleges. befleges von Akedas Yitzchok, von Akedas Amuris Chachum, that's the spitz. That's the absolute ultimate.